Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm so glad we're going to get Tim on. Jake tracked him down. He's out of Dyersburg, Tennessee, not far from Trimble, where my friend Mike Ballard from Full Throttle is from. And so I've stayed at a hotel down in Dyersburg and when we're down there shooting the TV show. And so, you know, being born in Memphis, like, you know, we smell our own. Mm-hmm. You know, I love this guy. $2 million
on his He's living everybody's jacket. Dream. This is the dream.
I watch that video and I just, the biggest smile, because I'm like, he's got a giant bottle of Jägermeister. He's got $2 million. Look, this dude is on fire.
Yeah, he is.
And I love to see people with, like, because he's going to have a good time. Like, I hope with all my heart he is in no way reasonable with this win.
Our next guest is a 32-year-old Dyersburg, Tennessee man who made headlines this week after winning $2 million off of a Mega Millionaire Jumbo Buck scratch-off lotto ticket, claiming that his newfound wealth won't change him because he will, quote, always be a redneck. Please welcome our new hero, Timothy Surratt.
Hey, Tim, welcome to the show, brother.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Good.
Dude, this has got to be the greatest, weirdest spot of your entire life.
Yeah.
So, listen, so Ballard's a friend, and I heard your dad used to work with Mike, but back when, was it Mike when he was Tylen or when he had the cell stuff?
No, this is even before that, when his dad owned a mechanic shop in Dyersburg.
Because, Mike used to build motorcycles, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because I've been from down there and you know, until he and Angie and all and the distillery down there, and Jesse's my best friend, and so I don't even remember the name of the hotel, but I've stayed in Dyersburg before, because that's the closest hotel to Trimble.
Yeah.
So you're down there, you go in, you get a scratcher. How often do you, because I buy those big scratchers sometimes, those big, like, $20, $25 ones, because that's, you always feel like that's how you win, right?
Right.
So how did this happen? So have you ever won before?
Nothing like that. I mean, I've won, like, you know, I've won $500 a few times, but not, you know.
Yeah. So, $2 million. A little different. Did you freak out? Did you drive straight home and put it, lock it away, or what'd you do? Did you walk right back in a store?
I didn't go back in the store. Man, I was like, I mean, I really didn't freak out any, you know. Maybe a little on the inside.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you got to think, because what comes next? Like, I'm sure people come out of the woodwork like, hey, man, because they always say, like, when you win the big money, people come after it.
Yeah, man, that's been crazy. Like, I probably hold the Guinness Book of World Records for cussing folks out now.
Good for you. Good. Listen, because you know what? The people you loved before, like you talk about, you're going to pay your mom's house off. What does she still owe on the house?
Nothing. I've already done all that.
So how much, if I can ask, how much of that? Because I paid my parents' house off when I could.
Like $70,000, which I paid their house off, and they got a brand new Indian, which I paid it off to. So
beautiful.
They're like freaking ecstatic about that.
Sure, but listen, you got to stop that business. And have you got a good investment guy? And I'm gonna lecture you for 1 second, and then we're gonna talk about good ridiculous stuff to go buy. But you do you have a good investment guy? Like someone you feel like you can trust?
Yeah, man, I got the guy I got doing my investments. He's smart. He's just great.
The only rules I tell you, can't be a family member, can't be a friend.
Right.
That's the way, because that's where it goes bad. Now, on the more fun ideas, you got 1.3, you probably burned through about 100 already with your mom and dad, and then you're going to buy a house. So, man, what is the one thing you think, this is what I always wanted to buy? Like, I really wanted to buy this.
You know, I hadn't really even thought about that yet.
I mean, do you ride motorcycles?
Yeah, but I've actually already got one. I got a 750 Honda Shadow.
Beautiful motorcycle. There's not a goddamn thing wrong with it, man.
Yeah.
You, what kind of car are you driving?
Well, the first thing I actually bought was a mint condition. And, some people freak out when I tell them this because they're like, you got you had $1 million and you bought that? So I went out and we're driving around and I'm like, and you know, I've never been able to do this before. And I see it and I'm like, hey, bro, stop. I'm going to buy that. It's an 87 Chevrolet Silverado, mint condition, like nothing wrong with it.
I totally get it, though. I love those cars. Dude, I thought, and I love the 70 series, man. When you get back into those Chevys in the 77, 76. But yeah, you're right. Those 80s are absolutely kick ass. It was either that for me, or I'd have bought a Smokey and the Bandit Edition Trans Am.
Oh, my God. There's actually a 70 model GTO that I'm looking at.
Yeah. I see. You got to be careful because it can get out of control, man.
Yeah, man. I'm a super freak. I'm a car freak, man.
Well, you know what I would tell you? Buy one car you love, and then when you think you've got enough out of that, then sell that one. And put a little more money with that and buy the next car. Because you can only drive one car at a time. And it's because if you get too many, you got to insure them all. You got to, you know, it's just a lot. But drive the one until you go, I've got enough of this. Treat it like a girl. You're like, I've had enough of this one. I'd maybe like to have another one. It's always problematic when you get two at the same time. Now, speaking of that, so do you have a girlfriend or are you open for auditions?
I don't have, like, really a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Friends with benefits.
Kind of, sort of.
So what are you going to do now, though? Because, I mean, you're going to be a popular guy.
Well, I don't know. I think more people are pissed off at me than anything.
Yeah. Sometimes people don't like to see others do well. I'm not one of those guys. I love to see good people do well, man. I know you had some trouble early on, but, you know, you did what was... You know, what they said, you got to do some time, you get out, and you haven't been in any more trouble, right?
Yeah, man.
And so it happens. And it didn't, like, you didn't hurt somebody. You was it a burglary, like a breaking enter?
Well, it was a little more to it than that. Like, the news didn't get it completely right because I didn't tell them what I had actually done.
Gotcha.
So the thing that I had told them was, you know, he asked me, and I kept telling him, look, I don't want to, you know, that's an aspect of my life that I don't want to talk about.
Well, man, we don't got to talk about it here. I'm one of those guys, I believe you paid your debt, and that's the end of that. You talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, is it cool if I tell you exactly what I told the guy from
sure.
the news?
Sure, yeah.
I told him, I said, look, man, I said, I'll tell you like this. I said, look, when I fuck up, I fuck up really good.
All right, hold on. Hey, do me a favor. Say F up, because we're live.
Oh, okay.
Just say F up. That's okay. You can just you know, don't say the word if it's S, you know, S, A, whatever, but F. But that's fine. So if when you F up, you F up.
Right.
So what else? What were you going to say? I'm sorry to interrupt.
I mean, when I told him that, and I just left it there.
There you go.
And then, we moved on because...
Well, listen, it ain't none of his business. It is what it is, man. And you're not that guy today, and we all make mistakes. And, luckily I just didn't get caught for a bunch of stuff I did.
Right.
That's it. So, but you're going to have to, you're right, you're going to have people kind of mean to you. And they're going to, because, you know, look, people work hard. And sometimes people don't find happiness for others when they do well. They get mad that they don't have that luck, and they get, you know, they get crappy about it. Now, tell me this. What have you always wanted to do or travel to that you think you might be able to do now?
Oh, man, I'm like super Dodgers fan, man. I'm going to L.A., and I'm going to sit behind home plate and watch the Dodgers play ball.
That'll be great.
In Dodger Stadium.
That'll be great, man. That'll be, you know what? That, I think buying experiences is absolutely worth the money. Like, it's one of those things like, you know, cars, if you buy a great car, it only lasts so long. You buy incredible furniture. One day it's going to end up in the dump. It just, you know, that's what happens to everything material. But a memory, man, that's what keeps you warm when you're old, you know? That's what you'll always have that memory of going to see the Dodgers play in L.A. with a great ticket.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's you're doing good. So while you're there, you going to take the kids to Disneyland?
Well, I'm actually thinking about taking them on the cruise, like the Disney cruise, and then taking them to Florida.
Nice. Yep. Jake can tell you about the guy, the producer, talked to you. His wife used to work for Disney, and he has gone to Disney probably 20 times.
Man.
So you should get, he'll tell you how to work your way through that because it's a lot. If you go, if for any reason you take those kids to L.A., Universal Studios, or forget about that. If you don't take it, take your check or you go by yourself, go to Universal Studios, buy the Fast Pass, and you can go literally get front in line and go see all of Universal Studios in one day. It's super fun.
Maya.
UI. And so tell me this. I'm excited. Like, when you go out to the bar this weekend, how are the girls treating you?
Well, I went like last weekend. We got a bar down here. I don't know if you've ever heard of Checkers in Dyersburg, but I went down there last weekend, and man, it was pretty chill. Man, it was like, you know, I had a few people come up to me and be like, "Hey, I'm still a redneck guy," and I'm like, "Yeah, it's me."
That's great. Good for you, man. And here's the other thing, though. Do not get in a fight, man. Don't let somebody sucker you into a fight.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt anybody.
Well, more importantly, you don't want to listen to what they do. You know what they do?
Right.
You hurt them, and then they make you give them money. You know, that's an old trick, dude. The guys come up, pick a fight, you smack them, and suddenly you get sued for $25,000.
Actually, my money is so tied up in the bank that even if I get sued, it can't be touched.
Good for you, man. Smart. Excellent, man. So have you gone down and seen Mike? Have you gone down to the distillery and checked out what he's done in Trimble?
Yeah, man. Actually, I went down there the very first big blowout they had down there the first year.
With Jackal.
Yeah,
Jesse's my best friend, man. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, A-hole Bob, my boss, was down there with Roman and the boys when the tornado was coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because remember the weather turned weird for a second?
Yeah. I love going down there, man.
Yeah, they're good people. They're really good people.
I've got a buddy whose wife actually works in the distillery.
Nice, man. Well, look, hey, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us, man. It's always fun to hear a guy do well, and I thought your interview was fantastic, man. But you still got the purple hair?
Man. Huh?
Still got purple hair?
Yes, I do.
Good for you, man. That's
I have
awesome.
A purple mohawk.
Look. You know the drill. You're a grown man. You know what's up. You know, don't let anybody get in your business. Don't get into anything that you can't get out of, man. And enjoy. Put that money away, and it'll kick out money for you all its life. And you'll always have security, man, if you hold on to it.
Yeah, man.
But enjoy yourself. Enjoy your truck. Enjoy the cruise. Enjoy the Dodgers. It's a short life, man. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Hopefully we'll run across each other. If you come up to Sturgis, we're up at the Full Throttle doing the show live every year.
All right, man.
All right, brother. Take care.
I will. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.